Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Science Has No Answers. I believe in science has become a popular mantra for those with a secular faith. For many, science has become sort of a god that supposedly has the answers to all of life's questions. It doesn't. Many who breathe the holy name of science don't even understand what true science is. That which is scientific is observable, testable, and repeatable. By this definition, there is much that lies beyond the purview of true science. Science cannot answer the most basic, ultimate questions about life. Take, for example, how did life begin? What is life? What is morally right and wrong, and why? A missing link in Darwinian evolution continues to be the origin of life. Science remains clueless. How does life come from non-life? There are no answers. In fact, true science would show this is impossible. All the evidence points to intelligent design, which speaks to the reality of a superintelligence beyond what we can comprehend. Science acknowledges the reality of life, but it doesn't really know what life is. Take a frog and cut him into two pieces. Now quickly sew him back together. All the parts of the frog are still represented. But where is the life? It's gone. Where did it go? What is it? Science has no answers. What is the universal moral code? Science cannot tell us how we should live. Science can't tell us why a human life has more value than a mosquito. Science is not in a position to make any moral judgments. It has no clue what to do with the idea of conscience. Science has no idea what determines what is morally right and wrong. In contrast to science, the Bible has the answers to the ultimate questions of life. It doesn't tell us everything, but it tells us all we need to know for time and eternity. It tells us life began with God, who himself is eternal life. God is the creator. All of life comes from him. It's this God of the Bible who is our source of moral authority. He himself is the ultimate standard of what is right and wrong. The Christian faith is rooted in history. The flood was a historical event with remaining evidence, fossils, etc. The Exodus was a historical event with remaining evidence, Passover, etc. The resurrection of Christ was a historical event with remaining evidence, the church, New Testament manuscripts, etc. The Bible rings true at every point related to the touch points of life. The Bible says we are born sinners. Children don't have to be taught to sin. They do it naturally. The Bible says the consequences of sin is death, and the whole creation has been affected by mankind's sin. Death is an undeniable reality. Everything is breaking down in what true science calls the second law of thermodynamics. There is a universal moral code in that people all over the world have conscience, knowing it is wrong to lie, steal, and cheat. This is exactly what the Bible teaches. For those clinging to the mantra, I believe in science, just realize the true science is very limited, and that all that is called science is not real science. For all the ultimate questions of life, cling to this. I believe in the God of the Bible. He truly knows everything. Romans 11, 33-36, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for who you are, the sovereign God, the God who is the creator of all. the God who knows all, who determines all, who is sovereignly in control of all. Lord, we pray that many would come from believing in science, really, as their God, to believing in you, the one true God, the God of the Bible. We thank you for truth, and we pray in Christ's name. Amen.